Welcome to Better Health for Busy People, brought to you by healthmentors.nz. And today we're talking about six mistakes that people make in the pursuit of good health. And good health should be simple. We implement a bunch of healthy behaviors over a consistent period of time and our health improves. Pretty basic, right? But as humans, we're really, really good at making things harder for ourselves. We do things that get in the way of good health. And I realize that this isn't just us that makes things harder for ourselves. It's the context that we live in. It's the way that our lives go. And it's a whole lot of systems that are in place that don't always make the healthiest choice the easiest choice for us. But what I want to focus on is ways that we can make things easier, ways that we can stop making things harder for ourselves. So we're going to explore six common mistakes that we make when we try and improve our health. So number one is we play the short game. We want things now. And convenience is important. So think about things like paywave, remote controls, apps on phones that deliver food to your door. It's why things like the six-week bikini body boot camp are so popular. We want that health outcome and we want it right now. But health is actually the ultimate long game. It's with us right up until we die. And when we go hard in the short term, we can actually achieve pretty great results. But when that short-term burst finishes, we often find that it's not a sustainable way of living. And we haven't made things a habit, so we revert back to our old health practices. Number two is we blindly follow someone else's plan. And don't get me wrong, having support to improve your health is great. Great support and great protocols can remove a lot of barriers from becoming healthier. But where the support becomes a problem is when the advice or program or protocol that we're following isn't adapted to our life context. So this adds a bunch of friction to trying to implement health practices. And when we rigorously just try and stick to someone else's plan that they've generically put out into the world, it often leads to increasing difficulty getting things done. Number three is we don't define what good health looks like for us. People say, oh, I'd like to lose a couple of kgs or I'd like to feel a little bit healthier. They're common things that I hear when I ask people what good health looks like for them. And often it doesn't actually go any further than that. They haven't thought about it any more deeply. Maybe sometimes you get Chris Hemsworth and Thor, but not the fat one response. And the challenge with not defining what good health looks like for us is if we don't actually have a vision of what good health is, then it's really hard for us to make any significant progress towards it. Number four is we ignore our values. And even if we define what good health means to us and set about working towards it, the activities that we try in order to try and move us in that direction might not be that meaningful to us. They aren't things that we actually like doing. So, for example, good health might be being able to pick up your kids and carry them around. But if you absolutely hate the gym, then that's probably not the right course of action to get ready for carting your kids about. You might actually be better served by heading out for a bushwalk, loading up a backpack, strapping it on your front, or even carrying it in your arms, because you love being out in nature, and being out in nature is going to chill you out as well. And if you do that, you're much more likely to stick with that activity because it's something that you actually care about and you enjoy rather than going and getting sweaty at the gym. Number five is we ignore our life context. You're busy, I'm busy, we've got lots of shit on. And one of the reasons we don't work on health and that sometimes it's a bit overwhelming is trying to fit it into our already packed schedules. So things like 10-day silent meditation retreats, 10 hours a week at the gym, or spending 90 minutes cooking up a delicious but time-consuming dinner every night is probably not going to work for us. So whatever health activities we choose have to work with our lives, not fight against them. And yes, we probably are going to need to move some things around to make health and performance a priority for us. But if we're trying to overhaul our whole life in order to do that, it's going to be pretty tough to start to get into action. Number six, the last one, probably the most important one as well, is we don't deploy enough self-compassion when we're going through this process, because change is hard. And health change is especially hard because health is a really emotional hot button for a lot of people. And no one's health progress is nice and linear. There's no straight lines when it comes to health. Life has a really annoying habit of getting in the way of our best laid plans. And what I hear from people that I work with when this happens is that they start to beat themselves up for not being good enough, or start to think that it's all too hard. And they again revert back to their old health behaviors, which by and large haven't served them particularly well up until this point in time. So self-compassion and having some self-compassion tells us that we're probably trying our best, and things are actually going to be really hard sometimes, and we aren't always going to nail it perfectly, but that's okay. That doesn't make us a bad person. And actually, we get to go to bed tonight and we get to get up tomorrow and we get to have another go at it all again. So there's six things that people do to make healthy change harder for themselves. I want to leave you with a question. Which of these ways are you making good health harder for yourself? And is there an easy way to get rid of that mistake?